We are learning Mesechtas Bava Basra, Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are starting technically on Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis. The Mishnah said, if you have three brothers, which cannot say Eidus together, but they're not saying Eidus together. We have, let's say it's Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. And Reuven says Eidus about the first year together with Yisachar. The second year, it's Shimon together with Yisachar. And the third year is Levi together with Yisachar. So it's a good Eidus. It's not a problem of brothers saying Eidus. Why? You're saying it's a different year. If they're saying Eidus a different year, then it's fine. Then it's fine, and it's not a problem of brothers saying Eidus together. Zok to Gemara. Ahu shtara, on top of the Zayim and Aleph, dava kasima ola beit terei. There was a star that had two Eidim, which is a normal case to have a star. You have two Eidim. Now, when you have two Eidim on a star, you have to be mekayim the star. That's the halacha. You have to do kim shtaros to make sure it's accurate, it's true, and it's confirmed that it's true. You do kim shtaros. Now, there's two ways to do kim shtaros. Either you have two Eidim saying, I recognize that that's Reuven's signature, or Reuven himself says, that's my signature. There's, like the Mara says, the each one can say, that's my signature, and then it's ki'ilu, I'm saying Eidus now on that story. I say, that's my signature. So the halacha is, in the Gemara on Ksubis, that if Reuven and Shimon both Eidim walk in, and they say, this is my Savyada, it works. That works. Because that's enough. You don't need altogether four Eidim. All you need is two, if it's their own thing. Let's say one of them died, so that Eid who signed the star died, he can't come and say his Eidus. So there, the halacha is that the other aid can say Eidus about his Ksav Yada, but he can't come say Eidus with someone else about the other guy, the dead person's signature. Why not? Because it'll come out that three quarters of the star will be confirmed by him, and the money's being mighty again. Three quarters of the star is being mighty with this guy because he said this is my signature, and I'm saying Eidus on the other guy's signature to get another aid. It'll be a problem of three quarters. So who started the Chasim Olabei Trei? Shachiv chad menayim. One of them died. One of the Eidim on the star died, so that Eid could not come and say, it's my signature. Osa chua dahai dekoyi v'chad achrino lasu dechsim esyedeho. So here we have a story here where on the other Eid, you know who came to say Eidus? The first Eid who's alive is brother and someone else and a friend of the person. They came to say Eidus on this thing. So chard should be fine because I'm saying it's my signature, and you have two other Eidim on that signature. You're actually my brother. Okay, so what? Osa achu adahai, the koi, v'chadach, yasu da'achsim esedah adidach. Sova Ravina l'meimar, so Ravina wanted a taina. Hainu mas nisim, gimel achim, v'echam zarev mom. It's our Mishnah, really. Our Mishnah says that if you have three brothers saying on different years, it's not a problem. Even though three brothers are related to each other, it's a problem, but they're not saying the same Eidus. Here also, the two brothers are not saying the same Eidus. One brother saying on his own signature, and the other brother saying on the other guy's signature. They're not saying the same Eidus, so what should be the problem? So he figured it's almost like our Mishnah. It's the same case like our Mishnah. Sovra avinu lemei mahainu mesisav gimalachem echem zarev mom. Omulei Ravashi. Ravashi says, no, it's not our Mishnah. Why? Mi domi, hasam loinofik nichi riva demoina apu medachi. There, it's not three quarters of the money coming out by their brothers. Brothers are considered like one eid, because brothers cannot be two eidim. So all brothers are one eid. So if you look at a chazakah, 50% of the chazakah is eid is aidei one person, because all the brothers, and the other 50% is the other person. The brothers are one, and the other three is another one. All together, 50-50. Very good. But here, in this case, it's not 50-50. Why? Because two brothers are considered one entity. Comes out, it's three quarters of a star aidei one person, because two brothers are considered the same person. So therefore, it's worse. There, it's not three quarters of the money being taken away from brothers. Here, three quarters of the star is being certified aidei brothers, because one brother is saying his aid is his, that's 50%, and then the other brother is saying 25%, and two brothers are always considered like one aid, because they can't say, they're not considered two aidim. And therefore, we consider three quarters of the money is being taken a day, one person. But my Mashain came by the Chazaka, there it's 50-50. It's very good. Any questions? Yeah? Any questions? No. Yeah? Okay. Zok the Mishnah Vaita. Eilu Dvarim Shiesh Lahem Chazaka, Ve'elu Dvarim She'ein Lahem Chazaka. New Mishnah. And the Rashbam learns Eil Dvarim Shiesh Lahem Chazaka is going on what we're going to learn. The following things are chazakah ve'elu dvarim she'en l'chazakah. And according to the Rashbam, we're talking about cheskas tashmishin. That means, if I put something into your chatzar, and it's there for 3 years, I can claim now I bought the right to put that thing in the chatzar. But certain things, you can't taina. If I'm not makbid that you put it there, you can't taina because I wasn't moicha. It means you must have bought the rights. Because I didn't care, you had it there. That's the discussion of our Mishnah. Do you care if it's there? Eil dvarim she'en l'chazakah ve'elu dvarim she'en l'chazakah. If you left your behemoth in the chatzah for 3 years, or a tanner, or your oven, rechayim, a mill, the kirayim, also a type of oven, megadol tanner goyim, or you let the chickens roam and grow there in the chatzah, v'nosa zivlei v'chatzah, you put your zevel, your fertilizer in the chatzah, all these things ain't a chazaka, because the guy's not makbid. You know why? Because these things are movable. The minute I want back my chatzah, I need the space, I say, get out of here, take it with you. It's not like something that's kavua. So therefore, I was not moicha. I didn't need it. I'll do what you want. Aval also mechitza lebehemtoi. But if you made a mechitza, you made, not only did you put your behemoth there, you made it into a little enclosure with a mechitza. Gavoya asar atvachim, 10 tvachim high. Or v'chein le'taner, you made a fence around your taner. V'chein le'karayim, you make yourself al batash already. V'chein le'rechayim, also for your rechayim. Or hichlis taragolim shechabayis, so you brought taragolim into the guy's house. V'osu mokim le'zivloi, or he made a mokim to hold his fertilizer that shouldn't go anywhere. For example, omuk shloisha, he dug in the ground 3 tefachim dig, and that's deep, and then he put the fertilizer there. Gavaya shloisha, or he made a little fence around the 3 tefachim high, a little rock wall around it. And then Arezu Chazaka. That's already you're here to stay. You should have been Meicha. And there it's Chazaka of 3 years. Now the Rashbam says clearly a bunch of times that we're talking about Cheskas Gimel Shonim here. Cheskas Gimel Shonim here. So I'm sure it's bothering the Olam from Daf Mem Aleph. The Rashbam in Daf Mem Aleph there says that there's 2 types of Chazakas. Cheskas Gimel Shonim is 3 years. But Cheskas Yoyim Echad is, let's say I put him a beam on the guy's wall. If he's not Meicha right away, it's a Chazaka Miyad. Things that Yemakbar and Chazaka Miyad. Cheskas Tashmish Chazaka Miyad. We had a few times, I had that Vav also. Achar it's a steer to this Rashbam over here, and this is a very big question that all the Achrenim grapple with, is how do you answer the steer between this Chazaka and that Chazaka? So it's not for now to go into it, but some want to say that this type of Chazaka, Tashmish, is a Chazaka in the Karka for the Tashmish. That's what you make a chazaka in this property to use something, and that's why it's a different type of chazaka before, or here maybe it's a bigger thing, there's a smaller thing, different terutzim. I and your local rabbite for the tarot for this kasha, but that's a big kasha here to answer the 2 Rashbams. Okay, so that's our mishnah. So the point of our mishnah is, and that's again what would be a discussion in the Gemara, is that there's certain things you're makbid on and certain things you're not makbid on, and that's why some things are a chazaka because he's makbid, he should have been maicha. And the other thing is not a chazaka because he's not makbid, so it's not a chazaka. Well, I wasn't maicha, you know why? I'm not makbid. But the Gemara doesn't understand. What's the difference? We already said something about Pshat, but the Gemara doesn't understand. Maishno Reisha, Maishno Seifa. What's the little Reisha Seifa? What's the difference I park my Tanner there, if I make a wall around the Tanner? What would be the difference? I understand the difference. Maishno Reisha or Maishno Seifa. What is the difference? Both things, the Gemara is assuming both things people are makbid on. I don't let you put a Tanner in my field for 3 years. Okay, you didn't make a fence, okay. But it doesn't make sense. What's the chil? Oma Ula. So Ula says the klal is like this, the rule is like this, the rule of thumb is like this. Anything that's enough of a kinyan v'nichse ager, then you kinyan of nichse chaver, it's a din chazaka. Kol she'ilu v'nichse ager loikana, v'nichse ager loikana. Whatever does not work by a ger, does not work by chaver. So ger means something that's hefker, and that means that, or and the response is not to be dafka a case of a ger. It could be where you're buying something with someone, and it says go be kinyan lechazek a kinyan, go a kinyan. So he says whatever the kinyan chazaka works by Chesed Gimel Shonim. But if it's not a Kinyan Chazaka, it does not work. Now, let's go through the things. Putting a Taner, Rechayim, and Kirayim, that's Taken, does not make a Chazaka on a Ger, on a Hefkadega property. Because that's not making a fence, that's not breaking the fence, that's not digging, it's nothing. Masha Enkin, putting up a fence is Mamash, a case of making a Gedda. Not all Gedda. It's Mamash making a fence. The only problem would be is there's a case of hichas taragirim sechabayis. How is that a chazaka by nichse ager?
And the next case.
And which next case? No, there's a little fence. He made a little fence. Omok shloisha goy shloisha. What's his digging there? Omok shloisha is digging. And the other thing is also making a little fence. It could be there. It doesn't have to be 10 tefachim fence. Any type of fence. That would be. But if it's taragirim, that Rashbam says, the Gemara could ask. Gemara's better kasha. Gemara's better kasha. Because right now we're saying the rule of thumb is that whatever is kohen nichse ager is a kinyan chazaka by gimel shon. So maskar of sheishas, the klaluhu. Is that a rule? Is that an ironclad rule? It's not true. Rainier plowing. If someone takes a field and he plows it for 3 years straight, is that a chazaka gimel shanim? So you remember the beginning of the parak? It's not. It's not. Maybe if you want the yomav, it's one, and then the next year planted, the next year plowed. Maybe there's a half meter if it is. Right. We're talking about gimel shanim. Does gimel work with gimel shanim? No. By ger, it works after 10 minutes. So it's not a good rule. The rule is not a rule. The minute you start digging, so he sees now a good rule. Doesn't work for chazaka. 3 years of near does not work. And the opposite as well, also. Rechilas Paris, which is classic chazaka gimel shanim. Rechilas Paris, like we learned, the alachas of chazaka a few blad ago. Eating pears is not a chazaka. You have to improve the property. Eating pears is not prove the property. So there, you see again, the rule is not true. So this rule is mamish not true. That's what Shesha says. So it's not Taras and Mishnah. It can't be pshat in the Mishnah. So Gemara says like this: Elamar Nachman Rav Avua, a whole new pshat. Avada when it comes to Ches Gimel Shanim by Stam a guy, I move my tanur in, and it's there for 3 years, or it's almost everything 3 years. Avada is chazaka, even without making a wall. Our Mishnah is not talking about Inish Da'amah. You know what Mishnah is talking about? Hacha. Because by a regular person, you always makbid. 3 years to have a tanner, avad is chazaka. On top of the Zayin Abayz, Hacha, v'chotza ha-shutvim ha-skinon. We're talking about over here, a chotza ha-shutvim, that they both own this property. They both own this property. Two guys own a property together. And then one of the partners brings in a tanner. So there, it's a modakadi, modakadi like kapti. On a partner, you don't care about it so much. You're not so makbid on him. A machitza kapti. If he makes a machitza already, then I'm makbid. But on a modakadi, I'm not worried. Because first of all, it's yours right now. It's also mine. And if ever want to make a good chaluko, if ever I need it, I'll tell you to go away. But it's not, no akpada. We're not makbid by shutim. So our whole Mishnah that we said is a chilik between making a fence, not making a fence. A kvias, not a kvias, is only by shutvim. But by a regular person, a vada is always a chazaka. That's what comes out. Ha'ocha b'chotza ha'shutvim ha'skinun, v'amod ha'kadi lo'y kapti. Amachitza kapti, amachitza yo'a kapti. So that's what we'll do right now, that we're talking about a case of shutvim, and by amod ha'kadi lo'y kapti.